Mufia Boleho, the Yoshim Tolikoi, the Locher is if somebody lives with an Isha, she's Chayiv a Korban Hoshim Toli. In other words, there's a doubt over here whether she's still an Eshes Isha or not. So the Chura, could she still stay married to her second husband? There's a cloud that's called Shrei and Shrei, remains a Suffolk. And when you have a Suffolk, you doubt if you're doing an Isra or not. So true, you don't have to bring a Korban Chattis. A Chattis is only when we know for sure you did the Avera. Over here it's only a doubt if you're doing the Aveir or not. But a kol pon it's also Sofik, the Arise, you have to go to Chumra, and you have to bring an Oshim Toli Koi. So how could they still stay married to a second husband? So Maria says, Amar Rav Sheshes, Kagoyin Shanis says, Liechav Miyadeh. We're talking about when she got married to one of these two Eidim that said that he died. So the kids of the Eid, the husband, the second husband, has no doubt. He says, like, for sure, I saw the first husband dead. Therefore, he's allowed to marry her. Because the Noshim Toli is the Pshat, if you have a doubt, if you leave a knock for your heart bothers you, that maybe doing something wrong, that's awesome. But if you know for sure what you're doing is right, there's no Issa. See, so the Eid himself that says, I saw the way the man died, he's allowed to marry her. See, so he's not doing any Issa. Smurin asked the Kasha, though true, the Eid, the husband is alright, but he grew from Yoshim Toli Kaima. But the Chura Takasha on the Isha herself, how could the Isha herself get married to her second husband? The Isha herself should have a doubt, like she should have a suffix, she should be lead by Nagfoy. She should have a doubt, like true, there are two Edim saying that her husband died, but there are also here two Edim saying he's still alive now. So she should have a doubt, it should be also for her to stay married to her second husband. So Mara says, the case we're talking about here is, B'yomeres Borili. We're talking about what she tells us clearly, B'emeres Borili, she tells you, I know clear that this is not my husband. Like I know clearly that he's dead. Rashi says, G'ena de Simonim. And she knows that de Simonim, that this man here is not the husband. So therefore she is convinced 100% that he's dead. For Yoshim Toli, Rashi says, you only have to bring a korban Yoshim Toli, somebody has a doubt. But here, since she does not have any doubt, therefore she's not over the Yisoshim Toli. Therefore she's allowed to stay married to him. Gemara says, this is the case, Maila Memra, so what's the Chiddush then? Like if both of them, the Baal and the Isha, both like know 100% that this man here is not the husband, and the real husband is dead, so the Chorab Shita, the din should be like Taitzei. So Gemara says, like it's Trey and Trey, it's only Yisofik, and the Makam Borali, their Mutter, Sigmar says, even the one that's machmi by Trey and Trey, Reb Nachman Reb Yosi, he only says, Teitzei, Elokishabo Edim, when first you have like the two Edim. If there's Trey and Trey, like there's a Gemara in Ksubis, if two Edim says the husband died, and two Edim says he's not dead. So when you have two against two, Reb Nachman Reb Yosi says, she's not allowed to get married. And then she gets married, he says, Taitzei. Avonisa is, let's say first, two Edim came and said he's dead. So she had a right to get married, she got married. V'yachakach bo Edim, and then the two other two Edim come to say he's still alive right now. Lo yomar, even Rebbe Nachum, Rebbe Yosi, the Machmir, did not say in this case Taitzei. In other words, where she got married, Beheter, where at the time she got married, there was only two Edim saying that he's dead. There was nobody saying he's alive yet. And then later, two Edom come and said that he's alive. So it remains now Trey and Trey. Reb Nachman Reb Yosi agreed that she's allowed to stay married. So what's she chiddush over here that's like Taitzei? Pshita, she's like Taitzei. Pshita, she's allowed to stay married to the second husband. But the Gemara says now that Tanya was not like this. That Shnaya Maim Remes. If you have two Edom saying that the husband died, Shnaya Maim Remes. And two Edom say no, he did not die. Or else, Shnayim Maimrim Nizgarsha. Two Edim are saying, and Isha received the get. Shnayim Maimrim Lay Nizgarsha. Two Edim says, no, she did not receive a get. So the din is, Arezu Lay Tunosei. Like, she's not going to get married. It's a Trey and Trey. It's a Suffolk whether she's still an Ashes Ish or not. If she's still married to the first husband or not. So I'm in a Suffolk, she's not going to get married. The Yim says, let's say she didn't listen to the Rabbanan and she got married. The din is Lay Taitzei. The Tanakama holds, it's like Taitzei. Why is it like Taitzei? Like we said before, that we're talking about that she got married to one of the Edim, so the Edim is Borili, and who are then the Isha is also Borili. I know for sure my husband died, whereas I know for sure I got a get, so there's no Washim Toli. Therefore, she's allowed to stay married. Even though Lechatchila Mishamlozos Vasayim, people should talk bad about her, she's not supposed to get married. That's what the Rabban of the Kalacha. But Tanakam holds, if she did get married, it didn't like Teitzei. Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yosi Yomer, he says, no Teitzei. The Halacha is, if she got married after the Trei and Trei, then it is Teitzei. It's a big machlokes why exactly he says Teitzei. Some say it's a kenas with the Rabbanin, that since the Rabbanin said not to get married, and you didn't listen to them, then it is Teitzei. Now, Omer Rab Nachum, Rabbi Yosi, Amos say, ani yoy me Teitzei, like, when do I say I make this kenas? There's some beforeshim to say that's why it's Teitzei. Bizman in the case of Bo Edim, that first the second peer of Edim that said it was Lemeis that made the doubt came. So now that it's Trei and Trei, the Rabbanan say what? The Rabbanan tell her, don't get married. And she did not listen, V'yachakach Nisais. And then she went and got married. That's when I make a kenas to say, Teitzei. Avo Nisais. Let's say in the case that first the Edim came and said, you should know your husband died. Or else we saw the way you received the get. So she has a heter to get married. And she got married. V'yachakach Bo'edim, and first later, after she got married, then first two Edim came to say, you should know, we know the husband is still alive, or we know the get is no good. Harez Olay Teitzei, even Rav Nachum Rav Yosi says she doesn't have to go out, that since she got married better, she's allowed to stay married. So Chor Tzakasha, what's the Chiddush over then Pshitas Olay Teitzei? If it's Trei and Trei, be oifen that she got married first, and first later two Edim came and said, that's Olay Neis. So Bazoi, she's Avaris Olay Teitzei. So Morian says, Kikom Rav, when did Rav say his dinami, bizman shebo edim yachakach nisais, enachnami? Rav's chiddush here is that even though it's a Trei and Trei means first, the two edim came and said, we recognize this is the husband. So two edim now are telling us he's alive. So right now, true, there are two edim saying that he died, but there's also a two edim saying he's alive. So that's called Trei and Trei. And the halacha is lechatchila she's not supposed to get married. But still Rav holds that if she did get married, the din is like Teitzei. So that's the case here. Bizman shebo edim first, the two and two. V'yachakach nisais, and then she got married, b'yisalike. And still the din is like Teitzei. So the chiddush is that la'afukim Rav Nachum Rav Yosi, that he does not hold like Rav Nachum Rav Yosi. He does not hold from this kenas to say that since they didn't listen to the Rabbanin, the din should be Teitzei. No. About they got married already, the Rabbanan left it to say, Lo Teitzei. Again, in the case where it's Barley and Barley, so Barasoni is Sophic, you doubt if it's also or not, but Mokum, when you're Barley, you could say to yourself, you know for sure it's Mutter, you're allowed to do it, there's no issue. Then the Gemara says, Vikidiyoma, something like this, that time, or what's the reason of Rav? Time that Rav says, Lo Teitzei, from the second husband, where she got married because of two Edom, where two Edom said Meis. So the din is, now it's late, I'd say. Seeked Yoma Taimo Denisais, only because she got married first. In other words, there were two Edoms telling her that her husband died, so she got married. Yachakach Bo Edom. And then later, first two Edom came to said, what? We recognize your husband's still alive. Therefore, he says, what the din is late, I'd say. Avo Bo Edim, let's say first two Edim would come. In other words, not first, but there was Trei and Trei. True, first two Edim told her that Meis by her husband died. And then two Edim came and told, you should know this is your husband, he's still alive right now. Even though she doesn't recognize him, but still we have two Edim saying he's alive right now. In such a case, V'yachakach Nisais, and then she first got married B'Yisr, Teitzei. Maybe Rav would agree that then the din will be Teitzei. And Kiman, who is Rav going like? Rav Nachum, Rav Yosi. So in other words, really Rav holds like Rav Nachum, Rav Yosi. That if it would have been first a Trei and Trei, that the din is Midrav Bonin, she's not allowed to get married. If she would get married, the din will be Teitzei. Maybe it's a Knaf. Rav is going to talk about a case where first two Edim came and said Meis, that her husband died. And she had a right to get married, and she got married. And later, two Edim came and tells her, you know, I see your husband still alive. In such a case, the din is like Teitzei. She does not have to go out from a second husband. Again, since it's Barley, she holds for sure, first husband is dead. So there's no suffix to her. Therefore, even though it's train tray, the din is leitaitzi. But only in such a case, otherwise, Rav holds like Rav Nachum, Rav Yosi, that's the chiddush of Rav. All right, a turnover. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Mosif Rava. Rava is for Akash over here. The din is like this. Minayin, how do we know? Shim Lairotza Dapanoi. That let's say a Kayin doesn't want to act B'kdushis HaKayin. He wants to touch Mesim. He wants to get married to ladies that are also to him. How do we know the Dapanoi means the Bezdin has a right to hit him and be Mekadoshim B'Korchoi? Like we force the Kayin to do his mitzvahs. Talmud Leima, the Pasuk says, Viki dash toy and we dash in Bakorchoi. That Bezdin has to go and be Mekadish to Kayin, that even if he wants to touch Mesim, he wants to get married to Psulim, we don't let him. But rather, Viki dash toy, we have to keep him a Kaddish. So Moses Echi Dami, what's the case talking about? Eli Madalai Nisais Li Echod Dmei Deho, that we're in the Prashat Torah on a case with Intra here, and you want to say now that what that she did not get married to one of her Edim. And she does not say Borali. In other words, which strange right? In the case where two Edom say, true, your husband died. But then two Edom come and say, no, he did not die. And we're talking about now, it's a good suffix, it's a doubt, both to the Isha and both to the husband. For the Gemara Tzvich, Lameim, the Daphne, do you have to tell me that we forced the husband like to get rid of her? Avada, it's an Oshim Tolikoi, he's doing Avada Yisra. But the Avada Yisra, it's a suffix Yisra, the Raisa, the Din is Luchumra, Yechayiv, and Oshim Toli. El Alav, aren't we talking about over here? The Nisais Liechad Miyadah. Meyadah, even though she got married to one of the Yadim that said that they know the husband died. Ukomra Borali. And she also says, Borali, I know for sure my husband has died. So there's no suffix to these two people. Still, Ukitani Dapanoi. So it says, well, we have to force him. Alma Mafkina Lamine. See, like Nachum Rav Yosi. Even in a case we have Trey and Trey, still we tell them, you have to, Taitse, you have to go back from your second husband. Of course, not like Rav. Zakash and Rav. Gemara says, Issa Kunishani. I tell you, no. By a kain is different. Issa Kuna, we have this special pasuk, Vikidashtoi. A kain, we have to keep Kaddish. A kain is different. A kain, we force them to Taitse. But by regular Yisroel, the din would be Taka, like Taitse, like Rav. And then the Gemara says, Viboy Yisame, another Teretz is over here. My Dapana, what does it mean that we force the kain to get rid of her? Dapana be Edim. Means we force, we try and find Edim. Rashi says, Bezdin Musarim Latroyachacher Edim Lahachesh Esarishainim. That Bezdin tries and find Edim to go against the first pair of Edim. In other words, before he gets married, we try and convince him not to get married. We try and find out that the first two Edim are wrong. But Enechnami, once they got married already, it could be the din is Loitaitse. Viboy Yisem, another Teretz is here, Kishabo Edim Yachakach Nisais. For Abnachim Rabresi, maybe this brisa goes according to Rav Nachum of Rav Yosi. We're talking about over here that first it was the train tray. First you had the two Edim that said, no, the husband is not dead, he's alive. So, the din is with the Rabbanim, she's not allowed to get married. And in such a case, if she does get married, Rav Nachum of Rav Yosi says, Taitzai. So therefore, there's no kasha to Rav, this brisa goes according to Rav Nachum of Rav Yosi. Vaita. Rav Ashi Yoma Ma'iloi Taitse Dekama Rav. Rav Ashi says, what did Rav mean? Then the case where two Edim came first to say that a husband died, that we say Loi Taitse, he says Loi Taitse Meteri Harishin. Says, watch, he does not go out from a first heter. In other words, that the Chazeres Larishin Denusit, that's all it means. Not that she's allowed to stay married to his second husband. Like Avada, we're talking about the normal case is that first two Edim said your husband died. And now the husband comes back. He's here, he's alive. And we recognize him. So if so, for sure we can't trust the first two Edim anymore. Like we see, he's alive. So what did Rav mean to say that Leitaitse? He meant to say Leitaitse Metei Rishon, that she's allowed to go back and live with her first husband. Even though she lived with another man, but was called like an Anusa. That since two Edim told her that her husband died, she had a right to get married, that's called an Anusa. So therefore, she's still mutter to her first husband if it's not a Kain. So Gemara says, I, Yomer, Rav, Chod, Zimna. I, Rav, already said this one time. The Tanan we learned. Nisa, Shle, Grishuz. It says, now, Mishnah. If she got married without permission, we'll assume that means without permission of Bezdin, Pasha, that means she got married with two Edim, the din is Muteris Lachsaloi. She's allowed to then go back and live with the first husband. In other words, when the first husband went away, and two Edim told her that he died, so she got married to somebody else. Then when the husband comes back, she's allowed to go back to the first husband. So Rav already said that to Talocha, that she's considered like an anusa, like she was forced, and she's mutter to her first husband. So Mor says true, that's not a kasha. One was learned with the other one. In other words, they were command learned at the same time. There's no two alochas, there's really one big alocha. Itma, we learned like this. Amar Shmuel, loy shonu ela shloy machashtoy, where she's not being machash the yedim, she's not contradicting the yedim. Avo machashtoy, but if she contradicts the yedim, then loy taitse, then is loy taitse. In other words, if she argues and says that this man that's here is not my husband, so in other words, she's allowed to stay married to the second husband. Again, with her yedim, that the first husband died, and she got married. And now the first husband comes back. So the Mishnah says, Taitzeit, she has to go out from both of them. But that's only if she doesn't contradict, like she agrees to say that's her first husband. But if she contradicts and says, no, that's not my first husband, then she's mutter, it's like Taitzeit. So Mor says, Mayaskin, what are we talking about? Ilayma bebeit shrei, that two Edim said what? That this is a husband, that two Edim recognize him. So if she disagrees and says it's not a husband, so what? We should believe the two Edim that says, yes, this is a husband. And the din is she should have to be Taitzi Mizer Mizer. Ela Bechad, Ela Mai, we're talking about, no. There's only one Ed that's saying this is a husband. So one Ed is saying he's alive, and she's saying, no, he's not alive. Therefore, the din is like Taitzi. Zumor says, Taimon de Mechashtoi. Why do we believe her? Only because she's Machash Di Edechud. Now she says, this man that's here, he's not my husband. My husband, Taka, I believe the Edechud first that said that he's dead. So, since the Isha now is being Machish contradicting the second Eid, we don't believe him. Mashmo Shoska, Mashmo, though she keeps quiet, then the Din is Taitse. Then we believe the second Eid. So what's going on here? First, the Nedechud came and told her that your husband died, so she had a right to get married. And now, when Nedechud is coming and saying, no, Ishno, I know your husband's still alive. So, Mashma, she keeps quiet, the din is we should believe the second Nedechud, and it should be Taitse. For the Gemara, why? Ayvam Ula says the Klal that Komokam Sheminu Torah Nedechud, any place that the Torah believed in Nedechud, the din is Arei Kan Shnayim. He has a loch after he's believed like two Edim. V'yein Dvaru Shalecha B'mokim Shnayim. And the Chiddush is we don't believe in Eidechad after this anymore. In other words, like over here. First you had an Eidechad that told her your husband died. So the Rabbanim believed this Eidechad. So once he's believed, he's like two Edim saying that the husband died. So if you have no only one Eidechad coming to say that he's still alive, we should not believe this Eidechad. It's called like one against two. That's Ula's halacha. That komokam sheminu tzarei redechud arei kan shnayim to the light too. And we don't believe a second aid anymore. So the Gemara answers, hocha b'mayas kinen over here, we're talking about like this, bipsulei edis. We're talking about true, you have now two edim. Two edim are over here saying that the husband is alive. There are two edim are saying, we recognize him. But the two edim are psulei edis. They're posle edis. So therefore, they don't have a loch like a regular two Edim. So why do we believe them? Or could Rav Nechemya? We go like the Nechemya's din the Tanya. Rav Nechemya Oimer. Ve'komokam sheminu Torah Eidechud. Any place that Torah believes in Eidechud, holoch acha roiv deis. You go after roiv deis. You go after the majority. Ve'yosel shtei noshim b'yishechud, kishnei anoshim b'yishechud. If you have one Eid saying one way, and you have two ladies saying the other way, even though two ladies don't have a loch like Edim, but still we believe the two ladies. Two against one, we believe the two. See here also, even though there's the first Eidechud saying that the husband died, and he was believed like two, but now that you have two Edim saying that he's still alive, even though these two Edim are psuliadis, still the loch is, we believe the psuliadis.
So that's why only if she's machish and she says no, that he's dead, some husband, we believe her. But if she would have been shosak, she would have kept quiet, then we would believe these two edim, these psulim.
The boy is saying another territory like this. If a good aid comes first, then true afilu me'anoshim ki edechadamim. Then you would have uduz alocha that komokem sheminu edecha the right kanshnayim, and he's believed like mamish like two edim. And therefore, even if you have 100 psuli edis, 100 ladies, then not nemi kenega this one aid. Because if the aid is kosher, then he has alocha mamish, not mamish, but like two edim. Avad, if there'll be mamish two kosher edim, they would be believed against this one aid. But if you don't have mamish two kosher edim, you only have psuli edis, even if you have 100 of them, still the first aid, since it was kosher with kodeshev of like two, is neman. But here we're talking about that first Anisha came. Anisha, that was a postulate. So she's not a kosher aid. So therefore, she never got a locha really like two aidim at the beginning. So that's why, since she's not like two, when another aid now comes and says, Ishno, we know the husband is alive, we would believe the second aid. If not for the fact that the Isha herself is machsh. So the more of a tirtzal of Nechemia. The one hochi. This is the way Shlomo Nechemia is alocha. Like a Nechemia oimer. Komokim sheminu toire dechad holachach arev deus. Vyosu shtei noshim bi isha achas. Ki shtei anoshim bi isha echad. That when the eagle boss arrived deus, that's if the first aid was not a kosher aid. If the first aid was an isha. So even though she was believed, but she's not mamish like two. So then when you have two ishas coming later, we go bus the rave days. We go after the two ladies. Avol shtei noshim b'yishechod kepalga palga dami. But it could be that when you have two ladies going against one aid, an ishechod, that the first aid was kosher, then it's kepalga palga. We talk and don't believe the two aidim, but it remains a suffix. Because komakim shemino edech, if the first aid is kosher, he's kamat like two. Not mamish like two, but better than one. So therefore, even though you have two ishes saying the other way, not the pshat, we're going to believe the two ishes, but it only remain a suffix, remain palga palga. But I call upon him by yos, the pshat is here, that the first aid that came and said your husband died was an isha. She was a postulate, so she's not mamish like two. Therefore, if you have another aid coming and saying that lemeis, that the husband's still alive, so if the isha will not be machish, it will remain a suffix. So the only reason why the Isha Tak is Loi Taitse is only because she's Machish, she disagrees with the Seita, says, no, this is not my husband. My husband is dead. And Rashi says that's what it means, that Avol Shtei Noshim B'Yishecho Gepal Gepal Gadam is like a Sofit, but over here, in the case where she got married already, Avada Ladim would be Loi Taitse. Yeah, then by the Mishnah says, Tzuricha Get Mizeh Mizeh, she has to have a get from both husbands. Tzumar says, Bishleim Emerishem Tiboy Get, from the first husband is good, why she need to get? Because the Maisa, she was married to the first husband. What happened? He just went away, and she got married to somebody else. So since she's also now to the first husband, Midirabonin, so therefore she has to get a get. Ela Misheni Amai, but why from the second husband does she have to get a get? For the Gemara's Nus Biyamo, she's not really married to the second husband, it's only his Nus. Like she has the first husband, he's alive still. So as though she's nation says she can't get married to another husband, what does she need to get? Amarafuna, Gzeira Shema Yermu Girish Zeh, Venosa Zeh, Venimsa Ishes Ish Yaitzabul Get. It's only a Gzeira that people may say that really the first husband gave her a get. And therefore the second husband that married her was really married to her. So if the second husband goes away without giving her a get, people will say you're allowed to get rid of your wife without giving her a get. Therefore, Xerim with the Rabbanan, you have to get a get from the second husband also. For the Gemara Yochi, if that's the case, safe at the end of the Mishnah Diktorna that it says, Omru Loi, Meis Balcho, that your husband died, Vinis Katsha, and she got married, Viachakach Bo Baila, and then husband comes, is Moteros Lachsalo, she's allowed to get married, she's allowed to stay with the first husband. Hosim Nami Neima Girizev, Kidizev, and Imsechis is Yotzablu get, like even if there are two Adim telling her the first husband died, so she had a right to get married. So we say when the husband comes back, she's allowed to stay with the first husband, because she's only called an anusa. But I call upon him, she should have to get a get from the second husband, because people, this being Zera, people say maybe the first husband really gave her a get, and she really had a right to get married to the second husband, and she's going out now without a get. if you make this gzeirah here, also there should be gzeirah that she should have to have a get. And the Mishnah doesn't say it. The Mishnah says in this case, when she got married because of two eitim first, when first two eitim told her that your husband died, she had a right to get married. Then if the husband comes back, he's still alive, then she's mutter to stay with the first husband. And the second husband just goes away. Why don't we have the gzeirah to say he has to give her a get? So Gemara answers, "Einachanam miliyerlam boy get." It's not true. In such a case, she does need a get from the second husband. For the Gemara, "Yalki yuso nimtza zemachle grushosai mishinasarasa." Avizai comes out and looks as if the first husband is taking back his wife after she was married and lived with somebody else. So forget it, she looked like the first husband was doing an issa. If you're going to say she has to receive a get from the second husband, so people are going to say a person is allowed to be machzir with grushosai. Because here she got married to another husband, and she's going back to the first husband. So Gemara says, "Kreb Yosi ben Kippur, the Yoma min Anisuyin Asura, min Eris and Muteris." What Machzir Rishosi is only Asur, where she had Nisuyin, she lived with the second husband. But if she only had Kedushim with the second husband, then she's Mutter to go back to the first husband. So Gemara Midik